born in the New York area, Superman will be making personal appearances this week at Macy's department store. Check your local paper for all details.
Okay, Superman Jr., time to go to bed.
Oh, no, Mommy. Oh,
come on now, honey. Superman's going to bed. He always goes to bed right after his show.
Yeah, come on, partner. I'll talk you in.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, Superman always takes his cape off before he goes to bed. There we are. Okay, sweetheart.
Night, Mommy.
Good night, Angel. Don't forget to say your prayers.
Mommy!
What, dear?
Can Superman come to my birthday party Saturday?
Superman come to your birthday party? Well, I don't know about that, honey. But I'll tell you what, if you're a good boy, I'll take you down to Macy's to see him, huh?
Oh, boy!
Come on, Ricky.
These are the favors we bought for little Ricky's birthday party.
Oh, they're just perfect. How much do I owe you?
Oh, they're our treat.
$5.32.
Oh, now you shouldn't pay for all these things.
You see, Ethel, those were my exact words.
Oh, Fred, you'll have to excuse him. We still haven't rented that apartment next door to you, and that's why he's acting so stingy. I mean, stingier than usual.
Ha, ha.
Oh, now.
Are those the favors for little Ricky's party?
Yeah, aren't they cute?
Yeah.
Since we're little Ricky's godparents, we're buying all the favors.
Well, that's very generous of you.
You're telling me.
Fred, of course, we also want to get him a gift.
A gift, too?
Yes, a gift, too. What do you think he'd like, Lucy?
Oh, I don't know.
If I don't rent that apartment next door, I'll be glad to give him the whole building.
Fred, will you stop grousing?
Look, you've already done enough. Now, forget about a gift. Hey, Ethel, lay off those nuts. They're for company.
Oh, thanks a lot.
I just meant that you're not company, dear. You're more like family.
Oh. Gee, I should have known they weren't for us. They're fresh.
Oh, come on.
Who's coming over?
Carolyn and Charlie Appleby.
Oh. Yeah, they were in the neighborhood and called us, and we couldn't think of an excuse fast enough, so they're dropping by.
An excuse? I thought Carolyn was a good friend of yours.
Oh, she is, but she's so boring. She's one of those mothers who's always bragging about her child.
Yeah, and Charlie's even worse.
Her Stevie is so cute. Her Stevie is so sweet. Her Stevie is so smart. Ooh, I get so sick of it.
Yeah.
When everyone knows that little Ricky is a lot cuter, a lot sweeter, and certainly a lot smarter.
Yeah.
But for bores, they're really awfully nice people, so I guess we can put up with them, huh?
Besides, Stevie's little Ricky's best friend.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I must remember to invite Stevie to the party Saturday.
Sure, you got to invite him to the party, honey.
What are you looking for, dear?
I'm looking for the new pictures I took of little Ricky.
Oh.
Oh, here they are.
What do you want with them?
Well, when Charlie Appleby starts to bore me with his pictures of little Stevie, I'm going to be ready.
Come on, Fred, let's get out of here. I don't want to stick around for the bore war.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for the gift.
Oh, that's all right.
They're so wonderful.
Okay.
Oh,
I just love buying them. Okay, bye. Night.
What's the matter with you, boy?
I'm practicing. For once, I'm gonna beat Charlie Appleby to the draw.
He cut Marilyn Monroe, slung her over his shoulder, and carried her off.
Oh, Carolyn, that just sounds like a wonderful movie. We have to see that, honey.
Yeah, it was good, all right. Say, do you realize we've been here almost an hour and not one of us has even mentioned our children?
You know, you're absolutely right, Charlie. Seems like whenever people with children get together, that's all they can talk about. Personally, I think it's a terrible bore.
Yeah, me too. Of course, every once in a while, Stevie does something so cute, I just can't resist telling about it. Like the other day, we were talking about his birthday. He'll be 5 next week. He came up to me and he said, he said, "Daddy, are you 5 years old yet?"
Are you 5 years old yet?
That's very cute.
Yeah, cute.
Oh, say, speaking of birthdays, we want to invite little Ricky to Stevie's party.
Well, thank you very much. You want to invite Stevie to Ricky's party, too.
Oh, well, good. He'd love to come. Hmm.
I just remember the kids were born 4 days apart.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, then we'll expect little Ricky at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon.
That's fine.
Saturday afternoon? That's when we're having little Ricky's party.
Oh, my goodness, what a shame.
Oh, this is awful.
Well, honey, neither of the kids' birthday is really on Saturday, so one of us will change the day of the party.
Sure, and that way all our little friends can go to both parties.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea. One of us will change.
Yeah. One of us will have to change. What day are you going to have your party on, Carolyn?
Now, wait a minute, Lucy. I don't want Stevie's party another day. Saturday's the best day. It's a non-school day.
But it makes much more sense for you to change, Carolyn. After all, Stevie's birthday isn't on Saturday. It's on Thursday, isn't it?
Well, so what? Little Ricky's birthday isn't until next Monday.
Well, Monday's much closer to Saturday than Thursday.
How do you figure?
Well, Monday's all part of the weekend. You know, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. But Thursday is Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Thursday is miles from Saturday.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Thursday is just as close to Saturday as Monday.
Well, what time was little Stevie born?
12 noon.
Uh-huh. Little Ricky was born at 11 in the morning. And 11 o'clock Monday is closer to 2 o'clock Saturday than 12 o'clock Thursday. So you just have to change your party, Carolyn.
Oh, now wait. Stevie was born in California. That's Pacific Standard Time. So that means he actually would have been born 3 hours later in New York.
Well, if you're going to drag in those phony technicalities.
Well, you're the one who started it.
Well, we'll just see who'll change their party, Carolyn.
Yeah, we'll just see.
Yes, we will.
All right now, girls. There's no use getting upset about nothing.
Don't worry. You'll work something out. Yeah. Anyone care for a cigarette? Carolyn?
No, thank you.
Lucy?
No. Thank you.
Ricky?
Yes, let's have a cigarette.
Oh, I just remembered I've got some new pictures here.
Is that cute? Is that cute?
Thing about Pacific Standard Time. Ricky, what do you want for breakfast here?
Nothing, honey. I'm awful late.
Okay. If there's one thing I can't stand is someone who's pig-headed. Now, it wouldn't have hurt her a bit to change her party to another day.
Well, it wouldn't hurt you to change yours either.
Whose side are you on?
Well, I'm in little Ricky's camp.
Well, all right.
But why can't you both have your parties on Saturday?
Because Stevie and Ricky are in the same class at school, and they'll each be inviting the same children.
Well, can't you just split the guest list down the middle?
No, that won't work. She's invited a clown, a magician, she's having a puppet show. All the little kids will want to go to Stevie's party.
Oh. Well, why don't you get some entertainment that'll top Carolyn's, and then they'll all want to come to little Ricky's party.
Who am I going to get?
Oh, boy, there goes Superman.
Ethel, that's it.
That's what?
I'll get Superman for Ricky's party.
How could you do that?
Ricky will get him for me. He met him when we were in Hollywood, and Superman's in town. I heard it on television.
Oh, boy, that'd be great.
Wouldn't it? Honey, will you do me a favor? Will you call Superman this afternoon?
Sure, then. Goodbye. Superman!
Yeah, for Ricky's party Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that would be a wonderful idea.
Will you get him for me?
Okay, honey, I'll call him the minute I get to the club.
Okay, dear.
All right.
Boy, imagine having a father who knows Superman.
About that. Hey, Ricky, guess what? You're going to get your wish. Who do you think's coming to your party Saturday? Superman.
Oh, boy.
Hello?
Hello, Carolyn.
Oh, hello, Lucy. How are you, dear?
Fine, dear, and how are you?
Fine. I'm calling about little Ricky's party Saturday. Oh. Look, Lucy, if you're determined to have little Ricky's party on Saturday, I'm afraid he's going to be awfully lonesome. All the children seem so anxious to see the magician and the puppets and the clown.
Yes, little Ricky was, too, until he found out that Superman's going to be at his party.
Superman's coming to little Ricky's party?
Superman? Oh, boy!
Shh. I want to go to Ricky's party.
Now, listen, Stevie, you're having a party of your own.
I want a party. I want to go to Ricky's party.
Now, Stevie.
I want to see Superman.
Shh.
Is that little Stevie I hear? He sounds so cute.
Okay, Lucy, you win. We'll change our party.
Well, if you insist, dear. See you Saturday then. Toodaloo.
Lucy,
what?
Will you hide my sterling silver for me?
Sure, but why?
Oh, it's Fred. He's frantic because that apartment next door is still empty.
What's that got to do with this?
He's getting that look in his eye that means he's going to pawn the family silver.
Oh, Ethel, he wouldn't do that. Not your mother's flatware.
He'd pawn me if I had a few more gold fillings.
Ethel, call the police. Somebody stole our silver. Oh, there it is.
What did you want with it, Fred?
Well, I noticed last Thanksgiving that it was getting a little tarnished, and I want to clean it.
Oh, sure.
Well, then give it to me so I can clean it.
Oh, no, nothing doing.
Oh. Well, then what did you do with my mandolin?
It's downstairs in a box in the basement. But you won't get more than 50 cents on that.
Well, 50 cents is two hamburgers, and that'll keep us eating for another day.
Isn't that a pitiful sight?
Poor Fred. Oh, here, girl.
What's this?
That's your invitation to the party. I thought it was sort of silly to mail it with the others.
Oh, honey, you didn't have to invite us.
I insist that you come. I need your help.
Our help?
Ethel, we're having 10 5-year-olds. When they start wrestling and fighting, I want you and Fred to help referee.
Oh, but don't forget, you'll have Superman here to keep them in line.
Well, that might help a little.
Yeah. Gee, honey, that's a cute invitation.
Aren't they sweet? Hello?
Oh, hi, honey.
Oh, hi. We all set with Superman?
Well, I'm afraid not, dear. You see, I talked to his secretary, and he's leaving Saturday for Terre Haute.
For Terre who?
Terre Haute. Terre Haute, Indiana.
He's taking a plane Saturday.
Oh, no.
What's the matter, honey?
Superman pooped out. Oh, honey, can't he take a later plane?
That's the only flight that day.
Oh, if he's Superman, what does he need a plane for?
All right.
Oh, I've already told little Ricky and all the other children.
Well, honey, I'm sorry.
But you shouldn't cross your bridges before they're hatched.
What?
You shouldn't burn your chickens behind you. Oh, you know what I mean. You shouldn't tell people anything until you're sure.
Oh, well, I was so certain you'd get him.
Well, I try, honey, but I can, so don't worry about it. Little Ricky will have a very nice party anyway.
Oh, I hope so.
All right, dear. Goodbye.
Goodbye, dear. Oh, dear.
Gee, that's a shame, Lucy. What are you going to do now?
I don't know. If I can't produce Superman, my name will be Super Mud.
Well, knowing you, I'm surprised you don't dress up like Superman and play the part yourself.
Oh, Ethel, I can never get away with a silly thing like that.
I'll say you couldn't.
Although, maybe I could find some ballet tights and make some sort of a cape and then run around the room like crazy and they wouldn't know the difference.
Are you serious?
Well, I don't want to disappoint those kids. Now, look. Here's what we'll do. Sometime during the party, you rush over to the window, look up into the sky, and announce my arrival.
You mean like this? Kids, guess who's here? It's the window? Oh, now you're not gonna fly in here.
Well, not exactly. During the party, I'll slip away, and I'll go to the vacant apartment next door. I'll go out the window and walk along the ledge.
The ledge? Honey, that's 3 stories high. You might break your neck.
Well, I'd rather break my neck than break my promise to little Ricky.
Oh, gee, Lucy, I don't know. Isn't there some other way Superman comes into a room?
Well, sometimes he comes bursting through a wall, but you know how Fred would feel about that.
Yep, you better fly in.
Yeah.
Great time, honey.
Wow, Terry. Say, Lucy, Stevie's been asking me when Superman's coming. When is he coming, dear?
Oh, I have a feeling he'll be along any minute.
Okay, here we go. Go on, dear. Here we go. Here we go. Take over. Lucy, I still say the helmet's wrong.
Superman doesn't wear a helmet.
He would if he wanted to cover his long red hair.
I'm just afraid you won't be able to fool the kids, that's all.
Well, let's hope they're so logy with ice cream and cake they won't know the difference.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Now, look, wait 10 minutes and then give the signal.
Yeah, I will.
You didn't tell Fred, did you?
Oh, of course not.
Good.
Hey, what'll I tell Ricky if he comes home before you come in?
Oh, just tell him anything.
Anything?
Anything but the truth.
Oh, good luck.
All right.
Now, Lucy, be careful.
I will.
Land of bridges falling down, falling down, falling down. Land of bridges falling down, my fair lady. Lock him up.
Yes. What did you do? Oh, look, Martha, the party. Was the landlord here? We saw the note on his door.
We'd like to look at the apartment that's for rent.
Oh, well, he's busy just now. You have to come back tomorrow.
Those folks want to see the apartment?
Yes, but I'll show it to them. You're having so much fun. Right over here.
Long the bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down.
Fish! Fish, go deliver your messages.
Just a minute. Here it is.
Oh, nice.
Well, now then, you just look around, and I'll be right next door.
Well, we'd like to ask you a few questions.
Oh, you would?
Yes. Would you redecorate if we signed a lease?
Well, yes, I think we could do that. Uh-huh, yes.
Oh, all right. Why don't you go to Central Park? There's a million statues over there.
Oh, come on, fellas.
Everybody off. Ah, you big sissy. Why don't you get off and walk? I wish I knew some pidgin English.
Isn't she in the kitchen?
No. Well, guess who is?
Who?
Superman.
Superman!
Well, you know what? When he heard that it was a birthday party, he didn't want to disappoint the kids.
Isn't that great, eh?
Yeah. But you don't. Where is? Where'd she go?
Well, Ethel said she went out for some more ice cream and she hadn't come back yet.
Oh, dear. I wanted her to be here for the surprise, but yeah. I can't keep him too long.
You know what?
Well, we'll have to do it.
Well.
All right, children, I got a wonderful surprise for you. Now you all line up there and close your eyes. You're gonna get your wish, young man. Just close your eyes right there, honey. Close your eyes. Don't look now. And when I tell you to look, you look. You're gonna see your favorite television star. Look, Superman! Yeah!
How are you? Happy birthday, little Ricky. Which one of you is Ricky?
Happy birthday.
How are you, sir?
Happy birthday. Any of you fellas want to wrestle?
Yeah! We're not needed here. Come on, Scoop, go home, go home, go home.
Thank you.
Heard any good stories lately?
I'm sorry, but I really have to get back to the party.
Well, we just love the apartment. But I'm not sure my wife ought to be up so high.
Yes, you see, I get dizzy spells.
Oh.
Well, you make up your mind and then you let me know.
Shish, scoot, scat, scoot, scat.
There's plenty of closet space here. Yeah. Martha, what is it?
Out there. I just saw something strange.
Something strange? Three flights up? Was it a bird?
No.
Was it a plane?
No.
Well, what was it, dear?
It was Superman.
There, Martha. Come, Martha. Oh. We'll look for some basement apartments. These heights make you dizzier than I thought. Oh, it's raining in. I'll close the window for Mrs. Merton. There, now come on.
Superman, that was a wonderful thing you did.
Oh, Ricky, it was my pleasure. I'm only sorry I didn't get to meet Lucy. I've heard so much about her.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Where is Lucy, Ethel?
Oh, she'll be here in a minute. She's out on the ledge.
Oh. Out on the ledge! Who's out?
Out
here?
Yes, she
was. What's she doing out there? Lucy! Oh, my goodness! Lucy, are you all right? Wait, don't move, honey. I'll come and get you right away. Wait a minute.
Oh. No, Daddy, that's Superman door.
All right.
Allow me?
Yes, please.
Yes, sir.
Oh!
How do you do? My name is Superman.
Oh, boy, am I glad to see you. Tell me, when you're flying around, do you have cake trouble?
No, but then I've had a lot more flying time than you have.
Oh.
Now, see, what are you doing out there?
Oh, I'm fixing the drain pipe. It's a little loose.
Are you precious? And what are you doing in that outfit?
There you are.
Come on in here. I want an explanation.
Okay.
Come on in here right now.
Can you teach me to fly?
Lucy! Of all the crises that you've done in the 15 years that we've been married, this has really...
Ricardo, you mean to say that you've been married to her for 15 years?
Yeah, 15 years.
And they call me Superman.
Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz was brought to you by New Lilt, the only home permanent with squeeze bottle magic. The fastest, easiest home permanent ever.
Our guest star tonight was George Reeves, star of the Superman series. Love Lucy is a Desi Lou production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.